Over the last few years, various terms have emerged to describe those in the United States with roots in Latin America and Spain. While Hispanic and Latino remain the most prominent, Latinx has become de facto as a gender-neutral alternative. But only 4% of people use the term to describe themselves. That's according to a Pew Research Center study. That number is a slight increase of 1% since 2019. Opinions are mixed about Latinx, and a new one has emerged, Latine. For some, the constant updating of terms is a reflection of an evolving language and a way for everyone to have their identity seen and heard. I'm Haya Panjwani.